You're listening to The Hour of the Time, and I'm Pooh.
And I'm William Cooper.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You're welcome, honey.
Well, you gotta let me say thank you first.
Yeah.
Guess who's on the other end of that phone line?
Frank?
Yeah, you want to say hello to Frank?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Say, welcome to the hour of the time, Frank.
Welcome to the hour of the time, Frank.
Hello, Frank. Well, it looks like we lost Frank. Okay, so we'll just wait for him to call back. I don't know what happened. Frank, if you're out there, I don't know where you went or if you got dropped or what. We didn't do anything to you here, but the line's open. You can call us back. So please do that right away. In the meantime, what have you been doing today?
Well, today I forgot.
You forgot? Let's see if this is Frank.
That sure is. The wonders of modern technology.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. I just all of a sudden didn't have anything.
Oh, we didn't do anything here.
Some on this end. I had to, now my radio's in another room, so I got to run over there to find out what's going on. I used to be able to do it right next to each other. But anyway, we had a very interesting week in the markets.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Don't get carried away.
Okay.
Welcome to the hour of the time, Frank.
Thank you, Pooh. How are you doing?
Fine.
That's good. You don't have to stay up so late right now.
Yeah.
Makes it a little easier on you.
Yep.
Yes, you can actually stay up for the whole broadcast if she wants.
Oh!
she's got more of energy than I do.
That's not the half of it. What'd you do today, Pooh?
Well, I guess I... Well, the first thing today when I got up, I got dressed and everything like that. And then I was helping my mom put these tapes in these cases. And then my dad said he was going to this new office to do something. What were you doing, honey? I forgot.
You don't remember? You helped me.
Yeah, I helped you.
We moved into our new office, and you helped me push desks around and set up stuff. And...
Yeah, and after that, we went back home, and then we forgot to take the egg to Antoinette.
Oh, that's right.
So tomorrow, remember to do it.
Okay.
Because if you don't, we're never going to take it to her.
I know, and that's the Easter egg you promised.
Yep.
Okay, well, you want to say goodbye to Frank so that he can get started on his metal report?
Well, all right. Bye, Frank.
Bye, Pooh. We'll talk to you later.
All right. See you later, alligator.
After a while, crocodile.
It's been a long time since I've used those.
Well,
okay, what's happening? What's happening on the metal scene?
On the metal scene, we've had gold fairly flat. Monday started out interesting. It was up $3. Very next day, it got shoved down the same $3, and it's been holding pretty steady right now at $3.95. On the Dow Jones Industrials, on Monday it opened up. The market opened up 100 down right off the bat. At one point in time was down 140 on the day, ended up closing up 88 down on Monday. So far this week, we're down 196 points. Today alone, it was down at one point in time over 70 points. It made a comeback to close it, in essence, one above where it did the previous day. So there's a lot of things going on. When you see these type of movements, you know, $3 in gold, people don't think about, that's a fair movement, okay? When you see these type of things intraday trading, you know, throughout the day, it's very interesting. There's some disturbing things, elements going on out there. There's a lot of major movements of large blocks of stock, and, you know, it's kind of eyebrow-raising. Don't care for it at all. But what is real indicative of this almost 200-point drop just in these 4 days is how quickly it can go away. For those people, you know, that have been waiting for whatever reason, well, they want to eat that last little bit out of their mutual fund, you don't understand. You can have it all gone so quickly as to make your head spin. Told you all before, the market can lose with the stops that they have in place. The New York Stock Exchange, the Dow Jones Industrials can go down 800 points a day.
Have you been watching what's been happening to food?
Yeah, it's been going up. This thing, you know, my food and groceries cost me more.
Going up incredibly. And they've condemned the Arizona wheat crop this year, supposedly for a fungus that does not grow in Arizona. Can't grow in our wheat crop because there's not, a fungus requires a lot of moisture. And there's very little rain. All our crops are irrigated, and it's a scam.
Sure it is. Sure it is. And it's only going to get worse. It does seem, if you know, being in tune as we are, it does seem like there is a major play being made. Bottom line, Bill, you got them on the run. Okay, if you think about it, they're afraid. They're being exposed like we talked about last week. But the problem with that is the more they're exposed, the more they're inclined to take irrational acts. You know, it's in essence turning up the heat quickly, but that can and will backfire on them. We just live in very interesting times. It's disappointing that that these individuals want to maintain or want to try to take control of all of our lives. It's like they have nothing better to do. Why don't they just get on with their own?
good luck.
Yeah, really. So, other than that, it's been you know, fairly quiet week. Other than we've seen these large movements from a news standpoint, there's nothing major going on except anticipate further increases in gas prices, oil prices, the rest of your basic commodities prices. We've seen interest rates already start climbing. This is something else that people need to keep in mind.
Food especially is going through the roof. You people have no conception of what's going to happen to the prices of food this summer. You have seen nothing yet.
Now, this is going to be probably a very ugly summer in regards to a lot of things. But if you remember the derivatives mess, that whole derivatives mess, in, you know, interest rates rising, we're wiping out. That's what took out Orange County. It's taken out a lot of people. And we're starting to see those interest rates coming up again. And we're starting to see some other things occur as well. This whole situation, the whole monetary system is so tenuous. When you do the math, 3% of the people out there wanted out of banks at one time. That's it. They're out of business. Okay? And we talked about there's the small amount of notes in circulation versus the incredible paper they carry with the M1. It's incredible, people.
Yeah, not only that, but the flood of the new money that's being...
And that's what's causing our prices to go up. And, you know, the bottom line is when you inflate the monetary supply to that extent, and then you put fractional reserve banking on top of it, you know, you're going to have problems.
Well, food is going to be double. It's not only going to be hit by the inflationary trend of flooding the economy with worthless paper, but there are legitimate and severe shortages right now.
Yes, all these manufactured crises that they're coming up, like you point out, with the wheat crop, and you know, it's like nobody here buys it. You know, nobody in southern Arizona, they all look at it like, well, wait a minute, time out here, something's not right. But they still keep feeding the lie.
You bet it's not right.
You know, but unfortunately, you know, the people that tune into your program and that, you know, think this way, we only represent a small segment of society from a percentage standpoint. And it's unfortunate that the vast majority of Americans out there are just going to be, you know, wiped away.
Well, as long as it's the 3-5% we need to prevail.
I think it is. I really and truly think
it is. That's all it takes to win, I'll tell you that.
When you do the math. But the thing we got to keep in mind is we got to win politically as well. We got to not let, you know, certain things occur and not allow them to manipulate and box us into the particular news that will suit their purposes. That's the most important thing people need to remember is, you know, like you've pointed out so many times, in your militias, you got to have a public affairs official, and he's the one who handles any media. Everybody else, just, hey, no comment.
You also have to have discipline, and you have to have consequences for bad actions.
Exactly.
And most of these people don't. It's just a perpetuation of bullshit.
Because most of these people, they're not looking at the history. They're not looking at the facts. They're thinking they're going to have to be fighting Russian troops. Well, yeah, maybe. Down the road. But initially, it's going to have to be maintain order in your own neighborhoods,
mm-hmm.
and then take it from there. But so many guys are just a bunch of wannabes. You know, here's a way for them to put on a uniform and live glory days that they never had. It's like, it's not what a militia is about. It's not what this fight is about. And a lot of people seem to miss that point. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, we had a discussion about those people will have a use, and they'll just have to be put to use in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then, just, you know, the rest of us that are in tune with what's going on, that are following guidelines and game plans, we just do what needs to get done.
That's right. Any parting words of wisdom?
Everybody with your canteens, get a spare canteen cap. Take a paper clip, straighten it out, heat it up, melt holes into your cap. In essence, little, you know, so you can, when you're ready to, you can replace your nice watertight cap with your holes, if you have the cap with holes in it, and take what's referred to as a ranger shower. Personal hygiene in the field is extremely important. Keeps you from getting sores and keeps you from getting all kinds of other things that will degrade from your physical abilities.
Not to mention stinking.
Oh, yes. And, you know, some, if you're rather odorous, it's very easy for somebody to...
Everybody's odorous after...
But they'll smell you.
Everybody's odorous after 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, but if it...
Sometimes two.
Yes, but it helps if you've got the ability. For us in Arizona, it's tough because we've got to be very, very careful with our water. But those, you know, that live in other states, if they need to, if they find themselves out in the field for an extended period of time, this is a real handy way to keep clean without wasting water, because you're not pouring a lot of out of your canteen. You've got this nice, in essence, spray that you can use that is easy to control.
Well, thank you, Frank.
All right, Bill. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Call folks, 1-800-289-2646. Talk to Frank. If he's not there, talk to whoever is. But get your hands on some real money. And do it with Swiss America Trading. And thank them while you're at it for sponsoring the Hour of the Time. We're just going to have some fun tonight, folks, because, quite frankly, I'm serious out. And I've opened, I don't know how many thousands of pieces of mail in the last week. But it's just... unbelievably overbearing at the present time. I don't want to talk about anything serious. I don't want you to bring up anything serious. You can talk about whatever you want, but let's keep it on a light note tonight. And let's see if we can't have a little humor, maybe a little fun, and just sort of let all of this stuff slide away for just one little hour, if we can do that.
The night was clear. And the moon was yellow, and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at the children who were gambling in the dark. It was Staggerly and Billy, two men who
ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who may have forgotten or those of you who didn't know, the phone number is 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. This is Al out of Alcandy, Virginia.
Yes, Al.
And I'd like to say I really enjoy your program, and I've learned a lot listening to it. And I just had a few suggestions I'd like to run by you. I was thinking about one of the
Can you talk louder, Al? We can barely hear you. You need to put that receiver right in front of your mouth and talk a lot louder.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
That's a little better.
Okay. You know, I was thinking the message that you put out, only a small percentage of the people in this country are listening to shortwave. What if you had a TV program that was patriot-orientated and put the message out? You think that'd be a good idea?
Well, number one, we're broadcasting to the whole world. And the message is, if we lose our freedom in the United States, the whole world loses its freedom. We're the last defenders of freedom for the world. We're talking to the whole world. This is a broadcast that lets the world know what's going on in the United States of America. We don't get too many calls from foreign countries. In fact, I can't remember more than two, I don't think, simply because fees for international phone calls are so high, and people in foreign countries don't make as much money as Americans do on the average. As for television, we are pursuing a method to get on television. We've been doing it for some time, and as soon as we're able to find some reasonable prices, we'll do it. But I got to tell you, folks, the prices for television airtime is unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Al, you're doing it again. You got to get your voice up there and keep it there.
Well, my wife's asleep, and she hates me with the program, and she thinks I'm getting to this. She'll have a cow. I don't want to hear it.
Well, you don't want to hear that, but we've got to hear you if you're going to take up time on the air.
Oh, well, let me ask you this. I hear what you're saying. You're reaching an international audience and whatnot, but your average American knows nothing of shortwave, doesn't listen to it, and you're reaching less than 5%. Just think of all the people you could reach if you had maybe a cable program or something with your message.
Well, actually, that's not true. There's approximately 30 million shortwave radios in the hands of Americans, which comes to maybe a little over 10%, maybe 12% of the total population. In contrast, in foreign countries, 90% of the population of most foreign countries have shortwave radios, or in some areas, a whole village will go and listen to one shortwave radio. You see, they learned a long time ago that the only place to get the truth is on shortwave radio. Americans have never learned that.
No, they haven't. No, they watch their propaganda tube. That's mostly their only source of information for most of them.
That's right. They've never heard the opinions of other broadcasters from foreign countries and the views of other political persuasions, shall we say, and they've never listened to the voice of Africa and heard what's really going on there. They just read what our controlled media wants us to think is going on there. And in Russia and in Europe and in Asia and all over the place. What you hear on shortwave from these places is 180 degrees out from what you hear or read in the communist news network and the communist press in this country.
Yeah, I like what you call them. You call them the American broadcasters of communism, the communist broadcasting system, the communist news network, and the national broadcasters of communism. Is that your names for all four of them?
That's right. That's what they are.
That's very appropriate.
They've completely discredited themselves. They have no following. Nobody listens to them anymore. Everybody knows that they're a pack of lying propaganda scumbag puke-faced pigs, and they're communists. And so, that's I tell it like it is.
Socialists and communists.
Yeah.
One of them.
Well, the socialists and communists are one and the same. There's not a hair's breadth difference between the two, and socialism usually is the precursor to communism.
Mm-hmm. I'm in this area, D.C., Virginia, Maryland area. Did you hear about the new gun control law that Maryland passed? The People's Republic of Maryland has passed a
yes.
comprehensive gun control. I mean, it goes farther than most States, you know, what they have in the books now, involves a waiting period.
No, can't hear you again. If you don't move this needle that I'm looking at in front of me, nobody can hear you.
Okay. As I was saying, the People's Republic of Maryland has passed a fairly comprehensive gun control law. It includes, I think it's, what is it, 12-day waiting period. Private sales are now regulated. You have to get licenses. I mean, they're really going, you know, as far as they can, you know, get away with going down that slippery slope trying to take all our guns away, at least.
It's unconstitutional and therefore unlawful, but if the people of Maryland accept it, that's what they're going to get. And if that's what they get, then that's what they deserve.
Yeah, Commissar Glenn Denning said that, you know, Progressive Maryland, this is a great step ahead for them, you know. And I guess the people of Maryland accept that.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Al.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate talking to you.
And glad you called.
Okay, thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill.
Hello.
Hello. And how are you tonight?
I'm fine.
Good. I remember talking to you a few years ago about the smart card that was supposed to come out, about electronic cash.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear anything else about it except, you know, that article that I saw. I guess it was in Business Week or something.
Well, we've talked quite a bit about it on here. There's been proposals in the Congress to create the smart card. There's been proposals to create a card that has to be carried by every single citizen to prove that you're not an illegal immigrant and you have to show this card to get a job. And where you been?
No, I realize that, but I hadn't heard anything on the mainstream media as far as the news or anything.
That's the communist-controlled media. They're not going to give away what they're doing. They introduce these things slowly and gently, and pretty soon you're hooked on it.
Well, I don't know if it's okay, but I taped something off of my local news tonight, I don't know if it was local or national, but do you mind if I just play that little segment that I heard?
How long is it?
It's very short.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanks.
Visa. If the tryout works on Manhattan's high-spending Upper West Side, you simply take your plastic card and shop till you drop. But how do you put cash in plastic?
You can load it at an ATM. You could load it at a home telephone device. You could load it at a cellular phone. And then you would be able to key in your digits, your PIN number, for example, so it would approve the amount of money that's being loaded onto the card itself.
Sound like a technological marvel? For some, it could be a hard sell.
I'm a technological nerd. It's taken me a long time to even use these nice little doodads here.
And what will be the cost? Expect some kind of fee. How much, the big fellows aren't saying. But merchants already know they'll have to buy a pricey card reader, costing $500 to $1,000. And not every merchant's sure the cards are needed.
What do I need another card for? I got a debit card, I got a credit card. That's all I need.
So will this new card replace cash? It all depends on cost, convenience, and whether Americans say to themselves, don't leave home without it.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I wrote my book years ago that we're going to go to a cashless system, and this kind of thing would just be an introduction into an eventual no card, no nothing. It would be some kind of an implant or tattoo or... who knows? But that's ultimately where it's leading.
So right now they're just sort of pretending that, well, let's see how people respond to it, whether we're going to continue with it.
Oh, yeah. And then credit cards were the first manifestation of that, and then debit cards, and then they're going to have cash cards. And then on the Internet, they're talking about electronic cash, and I think they're experimenting with it there. But when you get into the realm where there's nothing that you can put on the table and count, that's when they can steal you blind. There's no accountability. It's like electronic voting. Same thing.
And
you can't count the votes, and you don't know where they went, and you don't really know who you even voted for.
I know when I was at school, we had these meal cards, and sometimes they didn't work. Sometimes they were incorrect, or they got demagnetized, and you couldn't use it. And
yeah, and that'll be the excuse. Also, they're stolen, but that'll be the excuse why they want to do away with cards eventually and have an implant. It's because nobody's going to cut off your hand to buy groceries at the store. Or at least, we don't think they will.
And then if you don't own one of the decoders or whatever, you wouldn't be able to sell anything or buy anything. I mean, or sell anything.
Well, that's the ultimate control. I've said on this broadcast many, many times, the ultimate prison system, the ultimate control of a population is when they have you shackled to a computer and an economic system of never-ending debt.
Well, I already got the never-ending debt myself. So.
Everything is electronic. All they have to do to punish you or even kill you or imprison you is zero out your account in certain areas of the world or of the country or of the county, or even they can zero you out except for one square city block where in the city where you live, and they can make it so that you have to have that account in order to even get a drink of water, and nobody will help you because they'll be afraid that the same thing will happen to them. If they want to kill you, they zero out your account everywhere. Now you're forced to go out into the countryside and forage for food. No medical care, no help, no nothing. No one will even talk to you.
So what do we do?
Well, if I were you, I'd listen to this broadcast. I'd educate others. I'd make sure that I had at least 2 years' supply of food and water on hand. I would have a source of spiritual nourishment, whatever your religion or source of spiritual nourishment is. I would have several good weapons for every member of my family and enough bullets to last for a whole war. And clothing, warm clothing, all of the necessities that you might need, and I wouldn't keep them in my house. Where I live, we have methods of making sure that these things are available all over the place.
Hmm. Okay, well, thanks a lot, and I appreciate your program very much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Over the mountain, across the sea, going out, all the mountains together. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
This is Dave in Albuquerque.
Hi, Dave. Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Well, I got a lighthearted note for you. I noticed you talked about the movie They Live a couple of times on the program and said it's kind of analogous to the New World Order, and it's a movie where the hero finds a pair of glasses that allows him to see that half the population is composed of aliens and that all the advertising and billboards have subliminal messages. So I thought it was amusing after the last time you mentioned that. I noticed that Bob Dole made, about 6 weeks ago, made a public promise that from that point on he was going to attempt to appear more human.
That's incredible. That's wonderful. I wish I had a recording of that.
Yeah, I didn't hear him make it first. I heard reference to it on the news, but yeah, that's great. I've been kind of waiting for the right opportunity to call you and pass that on to you.
Oh, that's really funny. Well, that's an admission that he's not, is it?
Yeah, oh, I know. I mean, everything about it. I mean, my nickname for Bob Dole is Mr. Excitement. He's just so bland among all the other problems.
You were doing good in the humor department until you mentioned Dole's name.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not very funny, but that was a great quote, I thought.
Yeah.
It goes real well with that movie. Well, I'll let you move along, Bill.
Okay.
You take care.
Thank you for calling.
You bet. Bye.
520-333-4578. Anybody out there got a good joke? Know something funny that happened lately? Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
All right.
You must be on the East Coast.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I was listening to your program. I've been listening to your program for a while. I read your book a few years ago. And I listened to these other programs out here on the radio. And, for instance, something called The Far Right, whatever radio
is. That's the propaganda arm of the Communist United Nations.
I see. Because, you know, it's just so fake. They come out, they try to judge WWCR and say that some of the programs, they're not all Christian-like and so on, et cetera. But I know that those folks themselves, they aren't Christian, but who are they to, you know, really talk about?
They're liars and they're hypocrites. They're communists, they're socialists, they're provocateurs, and they're in the process of destroying freedom of in this country, or at least trying. They're so transparent that anybody with half a brain can listen to them for 5 minutes and die laughing because it's really a comedy routine.
Right. Then they had some black funny guy from San Francisco call in, and he tried to say that your program was, you know, racist and so on.
My program is racist?
Well, yeah, that's what they were. They centered on your program quite a bit.
And they said my program is racist?
Well, you know, that's what they're implying, basically.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen that. I haven't noticed that. Now, really, I'd rather listen to your program than, you know, quite a few of the other programs.
Let me tell you something. This is one of the few programs in the world that there's absolutely no racism in the broadcast, but there's no racism allowed by the callers. My wife is Chinese. I'm part Native American. My daughters are both Chinese, Native American, English, Scotch, and Irish. My two top assistants are Filipino. One of my best friends in the whole world, Daphne, is the blackest black that you can imagine, and her boyfriend is white. We love people, all people. I believe in one race, and that is the human race. And everybody who listens to this broadcast knows it, and it's another proof that Radio for Peace International and the Far Right Radio Review is just nothing but a bunch of scumbag, pus-sucking liars.
I was also listening to this other program called Second Opinion, and the host of that program was some guy named Matthew Rothschild.
Never heard of him, but Rothschild rings a bell.
It's very well. And so they had one of my sisters on there, Loretta, somebody from CBR, and I had never been aware of that organization, but she mentioned that she was basically a Marxist when she started out in her enlightenment and so on. So I see that it just goes along like what you and a lot of other folks have been saying, that these people were communists, and they're deep into the government here, and they're in full control of the propaganda machine.
Yes, they certainly are, and they're trying their best to ruin this country. It's amazing to me that these socialists, in the kind of world that they're trying to bring about, wouldn't be tolerated for 10 seconds. And what socialism usually does when they come to power is immediately execute and exterminate all of these so-called intelligentsia who bring them to power in their stupidity, not understanding that socialism is just another method of enslaving people.
So on this program, they were constantly vilifying the militia every chance that they could get.
Oh, of course, because the militia is the last line of defense of freedom in this country. Even blacks are beginning to understand what's happening. In Detroit, the blacks have formed militias.
That's good.
That's real good, and I'm so glad to hear it. I wish everybody else would get off their duff and understand that this divide and conquer routine is the way that they destroy us. There is no reason why anybody of different colors or different religions or different ethnic backgrounds should hate each other or dislike each other. These things are propagated in the population in order to separate us against ourselves so that we are more easily destroyed.
This is very true. This is very true. It's an old tool that has worked too well for them to stop using in their attempts to enslave us all once again.
That's correct.
I had noticed on a report that there was some problems in Liberia, and then they mentioned the word militia, and then it's just, the media is just throwing the word militia all over whenever it's convenient for them to use it, so that it sticks in people's minds as, something to really watch out for, when really the government is making such crazy moves so fast right now that it's hard to watch them.
That's correct.
But I'm going to keep listening and keep the line open.
Yeah. Also, for all the minorities out there who might be listening, whether you're black, Asian, or Native American, or whatever.
But not minorities, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Whatever background or a race that you belong to, or even religion, you have to understand that socialism never, ever in its history has put any of you people in positions of power unless you were the only people in the country that they were putting under socialism. And usually the leaders are ruled by other races behind the scenes who control the purse strings and the money. So you better wake up real quick. Look at the Soviet Union. Look at Cuba. Cuba was controlled by Russia. And you'll see that in the leadership positions, you are not represented there. And your religions are exterminated. All of our religions are going to be exterminated in this new world order. So we've all got to wake up. We've got to stop fighting each other. There's absolutely no reason for it. People should be judged by their own personal accomplishments or crimes, as it may be, and not upon the color of their skin or what church they go to. That's a sure road to self-destruction for all of us and the total elimination of freedom in this country and therefore the world.
Right.
Thank you for calling.
Confidential as a church of twilight, sentimental as the rose in moonlight. My love for you will always be confidential to me. Confidential as a mother's prayer, too beautiful for other eyes to share. My love for you will always be.
Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing, Cooper?
Good.
Sam in Maryland.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, got a joke for you, but it might be offensive to some people, but I don't think you really care.
Well, what's it about?
Well, what do Teddy Roosevelt and Uptown Ron Brown have in common?
I give up what?
Face on the side of a mountain.
Well, they can't indict him now, can they?
Not hardly. It's a little suspicious, isn't it?
Oh, it's a lot suspicious. It'd
be nice if they could find a black box.
Hell, they're not going to find a black box.
It actually doesn't exist.
It wasn't there. It wasn't on the plane.
You don't think so?
No.
That was probably removed shortly before takeoff, huh?
Well, that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah. Well, the of course, we get a lot of bad press here in Maryland, but...
By the way, folks, that's my opinion. It's not fact. It's my opinion that there was no black box on the plane, and it's opinion, not fact.
As I was saying, we get a lot of bad press here in Maryland because of socialist tendencies here with the people that managed to get elected by fraudulent voting.
Well, wait a minute. If the population votes for socialists, they must want socialism.
Yeah, but the population doesn't vote for them.
How do they get there?
Fraud.
Well, I don't doubt it a bit.
You wouldn't believe the fraud. You really wouldn't believe it.
Oh, yes, I would.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I would. Of all people.
Then you understand.
Yes.
But the old lion spirit is alive and well, and there are people here that are, trying to do what they can. And there's a guy I want to put in touch with you who started an organization to try to revive the Constitution. Well, he's not the only organization in the state, but it's a newer organization, and he's trying to bring groups and people together to, try to enlighten the population there. He might get someplace. We'll see. But that governor signed that new gun bill, but that fight ain't over yet.
Good.
We're still going to battle that thing.
Well, if you battle it right, you'll win.
Well, we're going to get it on referendum in the fall.
See, they can complain all they want to about gun ownership, and they can say, well, according to their interpretation, they could own atomic weapons, and,
That's exactly right, in my opinion.
Well, it is exactly
right. I got the wherewithal. I should be able to keep one in my backyard.
It is exactly right, and what they don't understand is if they're all the time preaching about obey the law and everything, they better start doing it first.
That's
because
right.
Because there's nothing that they can do about gun ownership or gun carrying or the right to self-defense or any of that, and they can't do anything about the right to self-defense anyway. That belongs to all creatures on this earth, even earthworms. They can't do anything about it until they do something about the second article and amendment, and I'm telling you right now, that ain't going to happen no way.
That ain't going to happen, and we got some delegates that are going to be staying home after the next election, too.
Yep, and the first time that they ever try a physical confiscation of weapons in this country, they're going to find themselves in a war.
Not
because I want one, not because I'm going to start one, but because they're going to start it simply by that action, because Americans are not going to give up their weapons. We know what comes next after that happens.
That's exactly right. But I sort of think that's what they want anyway, give them an excuse to bring the blue helmets in,
Well, that's okay. As long as we're in the right, if they want to start it and they want to do something that is so outlandish and oppressive and tyrannical and unconstitutional, that it puts us in the right position, then that's okay with me, and it's okay with everybody in this country who's been getting ready to fight the battle for freedom for many years. We'll fight it. You better believe we'll fight it, and there's not an army on the face of this earth that can occupy this country against 250 million armed Americans or even 10 million armed Americans. If most of the population rolls over and only 5% of the American public decides to fight, we'll win. There's not an army on the face of this earth can oppose us.
Well, the veterans alone comprise more than 5%, don't they?
Yeah, but you got to understand, you can't count all the veterans who are getting retirement checks from the government because they've already rolled over.
No, we can count. I figure we can count on half of them.
Maybe.
That's got to be close to 5%.
You can't count on anybody with a retirement check from the government. Now, you can count on what I just said.
Right. But
I've listened to them all my life. Oh, I fought to preserve the Constitution and freedom. Well, why aren't you helping now? Why aren't you helping now? Well, my retirement check's all we got, and if we speak up, they'll take it away from us. See, they got hooked into socialism because that's what that is. They didn't prepare for their own retirement. They have been sucked into being dependent on Big Brother. That is socialism.
And most of the people in this country are communists and don't even realize it.
You got that right. Get a copy of the Communist Manifesto and count how much...
People in my own family included.
Count how much of the Communist Manifesto has actually been implemented and is at
all
work.
All 10 planks.
Well, I don't think it's all 10 yet. I think there's one or two that have not been implemented, but are in the process of becoming implemented.
Got all 10. The unfortunate thing is that most people haven't even read the Communist Manifesto, and they should.
They don't even know what it is. Most people who claim to be against communism don't even know what it is, and in fact, they're practicing a lot of it themselves. Okay, thanks for calling.
Yeah, well, sorry to get too heavy there. But...
Yeah, you dastardly do-gooder. See you later. About you people, but I just love the old music. It drives me wild. Brings back a lot of memories, I can tell you that. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. I have a question. I don't know if it's overworked imagination or what, but since you're into symbolism, maybe you can enlighten me. I noticed when all the big bulls with the brass cojones start talking on TV and really get into what they're talking about, they start gesturing with their arm, usually their left arm, and they press their thumb and forefinger together, almost in the form of a cross, but like they're trying to squeeze a grape or something between them. And they move their arm up and down to emphasize their point. My question is this just a coincidence, or do you think it's a symbol of brotherhood or what?
I'll tell you the truth, I haven't noticed it. I don't know.
Hey, watch.
And what you've described doesn't sound like anything that I've read about or heard about or seen before.
But they all seem to do it, from Bush to Clinton to... they all do it, even Dole.
Haven't noticed.
Yeah, just...
Dole, are you kidding? Dole move?
Yeah.
I've never seen him move. They just pop him against a building or a wall, just stiff as a board, and he just sort of...
Right after death, huh?
Sort of leans there.
Well, that was my question, Bill. And I just...
sorry,
you're watching and see what you think. I just thought maybe it was a symbolism of brotherhood or something, the way they do it.
Like I said, I've never heard of it, and I haven't noticed it either.
Well, sometime when you're watching TV and some of them are giving a speech, especially Bill, Clinton.
Well, actually, I got to tell you the truth. I got better things to do.
Yeah, I agree. But maybe you might accidentally watch.
I know who those people are, so it doesn't make any difference what signs they're giving. I know who they are and what they belong to, and right down to the exact organizations and degree of involvement and initiation in most cases.
Yeah, that little gesture then doesn't really ring a bell with you.
No, not at all.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And God bless you and your family.
Thank you. We always need that.
Thank you. Bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill.
Yes.
Justin.
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm kind of surprised I even got on.
Well, what can I do for you?
Well, I just wanted to talk a little about what I've been talking about tonight. Been reading this book called Circle of Intrigue, and keeps talking about Order Out of Chaos.
Yeah.
I just wanted to...
Ordo Ab Chao.
Yeah.
The motto of the 33rd degree... of the Supreme Council of the 33rd degree of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry in the House of the Temple, Washington, D.C.
Yes, well, what kind of chaos, from all your research, do you expect?
Any and all. What they want is a total, complete breakdown of society, a revolution to spring up from the people from which socialism will take power.
Okay. Yeah, the guy that called earlier, he was talking about he hadn't seen anything about smart card. If you would have read today's USA Today, it's on the front cover of the money section.
Yeah, I that's what I said. Where has he been? I can't believe he hasn't seen anything about smart cards.
You were talking about taking the American people if they try to invade us or anything, that they could never pull it off?
No, they can't. They could never win a war in this country against an armed populace. That's why it's so important to demonize the militia and take the guns away from the American people and somehow cause some incident to happen that they can blame on the militia so that they can attempt to round them up and put them in jail. But any such attempt would result in a total all-out war.
What about a foreign invasion? Do you think...
Foreign invasion from who?
Well,
who you think's got an army that can come over here with enough people to take over the United States of America? And how many Americans do you think are going to stand for that? These people are fools. They are absolute, total fools. They have misjudged the American people. They have misjudged their ability to pull off their bullshit, and it's not going to happen. They're going to push us in a corner, and we're going to fight them, and we're going to kick their ass and send them right back to socialist heaven, wherever the hell that is. But they're going to initiate it, not us.
Good to hear, because I was just thinking, I mean, what would we do if I had ground troops coming through my street and helicopter support and artillery support?
Well, what would you do?
I don't know. I'm learning about that right now. I got a friend of mine in the Texas militia right now that I've been speaking to, and we're going to go over some things.
See, now's the time to think about that, not when it happens. You have to prepare now. You have to be able to deal with those situations now. You have to be able to deal with helicopters now. You have to know what you're going to do, where you're going to go, how you're going to survive, how you're going to fight if necessary.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm working on right now.
And believe me, all their technology is going to fall apart within a very short period of time. The more complicated a piece of machinery is, the more repair and attention and parts it needs. And, you know, once you cut off that source, their history.
Yeah, about the technology, because they had in Time magazine about the soldier of the future, and had about their guns that have night vision, the new generation. It's almost like seeing a day, and it just seemed that they would have a big advantage over us. What
you're going to have is a bunch of spoiled kids with a bunch of real high technology that are mercenaries. They're only there for a paycheck and a promise of retirement in 20 years. And as soon as you take those toys away from them, or they don't work anymore, and they find out that they're going to be dead laying on the ground very quickly, you're going to find that paycheck and that promise of retirement is not so enticing after all, and they're going to run away from the battlefield.
That's true, because a lot of the soldiers are my age, because I have a few friends that have been going in the military lately, and they're about the worst people to be on the ground fighting.
Sure. Why do you think someone would volunteer to go in the military and earn a low salary in a socialist living style and have to be dictated that you've got to go somewhere and get shot at rather than go into some trade or some field where they can make a good living and have a good home and a good life and a good be able to provide well for their family? It's because these people in their heart are losers.
Yeah,
already.
That's very true.
They don't like to hear that, but it's true. If it wasn't true, they wouldn't be where they're at.
A lot of guys didn't, you know, a lot of guys played high school football, couldn't make it playing college football. One guy joined the Army, got a friend who smoked too much dope and can't make it to school. He's going to the Army.
Yeah.
Got a guy, you know.
Yeah. And look what they're facing. Look what they're going to have to face. Men and women who believe in what they're doing, who believe in ideals and principles and are ready and willing to die for those ideals and principles.
And they're fighting for their lives.
And we won't run from the battlefield.
All right. Well, just thought I'd call and see how everything was going.
Yeah, they thought we wouldn't even dare stand up to them on radio.
Yeah.
Or in the newspapers.
Is there some kind of law they're going to pass that they could outlaw? It's called, like, equals something? Where the,
No.
Like yours and others?
No. And they can't make me have anybody on this broadcast that I don't want on this broadcast. And if they, you know, you ever heard of just setting up a transmitter and transmitting?
Yeah, that's true.
They're not going to stop anybody.
Could a shortwave radio pick that up?
Pardon?
If you just set up a transmitter and start transmitting?
Depends upon what frequency you're broadcasting on. But they won't shut off the voice of freedom in this country. They won't shut me up, I guarantee you, unless they kill me. And if they kill me, they'll create a martyr that will spring up a political movement against them that they will regret for 100 years or more.
Could you anticipate any major moves that we might see that they announced?
Are you kidding? They've been making major moves for years. Watch the Olympics. They're going to do something at the Olympics to kill people so that they can blame it on the militia.
Yeah, I figured that.
You watch.
I figured that.
Only it won't be the militia.
What about nuclear terrorism and blame it on...
Read my book. I laid it out in there. They will, if need be, blow up an American city with an atomic weapon in order to get their way. And the most of the people will fall for it and get down on their knees and beg for disarmament of the whole world and to be put under whatever kind of control they have to be put under and whatever enslavement in order to ensure it doesn't happen to them.
All right. Do you believe the Soviet Union is going to be voted back into communism this summer in June when they hold those elections?
What I believe is we're out of time.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Well, folks, that's it. Good night. And God bless each and every single one of you.
Away from me.